खत्म करते हुए उसका अटैक करते हुए तुमको खत्म करने की स्थिति अगर वो पैदा कर दे, दूसरा अगर वो बल्ला रहता है उपद्रव करता हो और उसका उपद्रव बिना उसके मारे शांत नहीं हो सकता, तभी उसकी हत्या या उसको समाप्त करने की इजाजत कुरान शरीफ में दी गई। अन्यथा ये कहा गया कि अगर इस दो कारण के अलावा किसी तीसरे कारण से, किसी दुश्मनी के कारण, किसी जमीन के या किसी संपत्ति की निष्ठता के कारण कोई किसी इंसान को खत्म करता है तो वो सारी इंसानियत को खत्म करता है, ये पूरा आरोप आता है कुरान शरीफ ये कहता है। चलिए शांति की स्थापना विश्व में, इस दुनिया में जितने भी इंसान हैं, जितने भी जीव जंतु हैं, जितने भी प्राणी हैं, अल्लाह ने जितने जो इस ये रंग बिरंगी दुनिया पैदा का क्रिएशन किया, सृजन किया, उसमें लोग शांति के शांति से रह सके और ऐसे अशांति पैदा करने वालों के खिलाफ एक ताकतवर मुहिम भी चले, ये इस्लाम का मूल संदेश है। गलत व्याख्या उसकी संघर्षों का इतिहास है, क्योंकि मैंने कहा कि ताकत के साथ धर्म का प्रवर्तन ये इस्लाम का मूल लक्ष्य था, क्योंकि उस समय भी आते थे ऐतिहासिक परिस्थितियां रहती थी। महामारियां का इतिहास उस समय का हम देखें, जिस तरह की परिस्थितियां थी उनमें ताकत के साथ भी धर्म का प्रवर्तन किया जा सकता, इसलिए इस्लाम के जो ताकत के साथ धर्म प्रवर्तन की बात है उसको अशांति के साथ नहीं जोड़ा जाना चाहिए। वर्तमान में अपने स्वार्थ के लिए, अपने इंटरेस्ट के लिए ऐसा करने वाले लोग हैं जिनके वैचारिक आइडियोलॉजिकल और प्रोजेक्ट की उनके खिलाफ करने की जरूरत है। भारत को विशेष संघर्ष देंगे अपने देश हिंदुस्तान में जितने भी बादशाह हुए हैं, पानीपत की लड़ाई होते हैं, ये लड़ाई जो बाहर से इस्लामिक धर्म को मानने वाले लोग हमारे देश में आए वो लड़ाई हिंदू मुसलमान की बिल्कुल नहीं थी। पानीपत की तीनों लड़ाइयां मुसलमान को नहीं लड़ी, मुसलमान बादशाह हो गया बीच में, पहली लड़ाई दूसरी लड़ाई तीसरी लड़ाई थी। इसको हिंदू मुसलमान की लड़ाई से जोड़ना बिल्कुल इतिहास को घटाने जैसा। हमारे हिंदुस्तान में जितने मुस्लिम बादशाह हुए, इस्लाम धर्म के गए मुस्लिम बादशाह, उनकी कहानियां अगर हम पढ़े, उनकी न्यायप्रियता न्यायप्रियता कैसे वो न्याय करते थे, सुल्तान गयाउद्दीन एक घटना में एक बच्चे की मौत हो जाती है, काजी साहब गयाउद्दीन को हाजिर करते हैं कि कोर्ट में हाजिर हो, सुल्तान गयाउद्दीन को सुल्तान गयाउद्दीन कोर्ट में हाजिर होते हैं, काजी साहब के काजी साहब अपना फैसला सुनाते हैं, अब जो फैसला किया जाना चाहिए था वही फैसला देते हैं। काजी साहब के पास एक छोटी सी लाठी रखी हुई होती है और सुल्तान गयाउद्दीन एक खंजर से बात करते हैं मेरे लिए आए। जब काजी साहब ने अपना न्याय दिया, अपना फैसला बनाया तो गयाउद्दीन बहुत खुश हुए, उन्होंने कहा कि हमारे सल्तनत में, हमारे साम्राज्य में इसी तरह का काजी होना चाहिए, अगर आप आपने फैसला गलत दिया होगा तो ये मंदिर उन्होंने निकाला था, ये मंदिर में लाया था, इसी मंदिर से आपके सब कर्म कर देता है। काजी साहब ने उनको कहा कि मेरे पास ये गुलामी थी, अगर आप सल्तनत की ईगो थोड़ी सी भी आप दिखाते तो इस गुलामी से मैं आपको इतना पीटता कि आपकी सारी सल्तनत की ईगो खत्म हो जाए। इस तरह के अनेक उदाहरण मुमताज खान का उदाहरण, मुमताज खान तीरंदाजी सीख रही थी, एक तीर बाग में काम करने वाले एक बच्चे को लग गया, मालिक भाषा के बात आई, उसने कहा कि मेरे बच्चे की मौत बेगम साई वाले तीर से हुआ। बादशाह ने कहा अपने वजीरों से कि मुमताज खान को siempre si viene alguien y esto es cerrarme. Pues tiene un ejemplo para mí que hasta una de ahí, un tal mal de un mes, un poco de tres días, día de la vida, para que a mí los males de caja, que usted va a seguir hacia hoy, decirle, casi montar en él, habrá mí es, porque decirle, tomaré para seguir hacia hoy, porque va a mí, me tuve y te la deja, un vela que te lo trató, un tal mal de la vida,
मैं भी सुनने की इच्छा ले जाती है। अब हम हमारे Thank you.
Fakat ayrılarak demenize $1 da eko. The eko is too high. Our sound engineer comes. From all diseases. But in living, there is a doctor of respect. What he expected from the patient. We may be well to others. And we will not do it for ourselves. You have in here, in the front of you, all the way down, a verse in the Quran. This verse, if all Muslims understood it, the whole mankind will be changed. Read it, Muslim and non-Muslim. What is the message? Allah promised, He will never change a condition of any nation unless He changed what's inside the heart. Number one heart has to be changed. Today, we know. We're screaming. We're doing. But we have not changed the heart. Can my voice reach you? No way. The only time my voice reach you if Allah allows to reach you. If we believe in Quran, if we believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah told him, mercy to mankind. Are you mercy to mankind? And if you mercy to mankind, what are you doing? I heard one of the speakers, hopefully the first one in my death, the one which I blessed and not know his name, and we talked about the most beloved people to the Creator, the one with the people. Do you know who said that? This Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In many hadith, in many reports of the Prophet, he explained to us, the most beloved people to Allah is the one beneficial to the kids of Allah. This is the other to Allah. We know Allah has no kids. Who is the kids of Allah? He said every sick, every widow, every poor, every orphan is a gift of Allah. And in the day judgment, Allah will ask you, I was sick, why did you visit me? We replied, oh Allah, Almighty, you never would be sick. He said, did you know if you visit so and so, the sick one, you will find me in heaven? How many times are we visiting sick? How many times we hear about sick? We want to talk about this man. We want to pray this man. But we are the ultimate criminal. We are the ultimate sick. If no one is sick, then earth more than us. Instead of building bridges, let mankind know what is not more about. We start pointing fingers. Do you know how Islam is? It's a manner. It's a character. Is generosity, is mercy. How people will listen to you? How? If you do not have the quality, how people will listen to you? What you are promised to the people listening to you? Is this done just shouting and screaming? Is that just killing? Okay, go get careful. Go get, go get, get. How many of you get? Who gives you the order to give? And even if one star is to give, you have to study Sharia. The Sharia, the law of the Quran, it says you cannot announce blessing giving without a general group of star that to give up and announce it. And me, a new, is not announcing, is not allowed. And for whose benefit? And what do you want to do it for? If every Muslim in India acting as a Muslim, this will not be the condition. I tell the people in America, only one chapter in the teaching of the Prophet will change many parts. Do you know what chapter is that? The right of labor. The right of labor. Read it. If you are Muslim, you claim you love your Prophet. Read Read the chapter of right neighbors, Muslim and non-Muslim, and tell me how much you do for your neighbor. Your neighbor and wife, you would not be a believer if you sleep full stomach and your neighbor is hungry. You would not be a believer. And the Prophet swear three times, I swear by Allah, I swear by Allah, I swear by Allah, you will not be a believer if you sleep for a stomach and your neighbor in the stomach. You will kill, kill, kill yourself. Pull your opinion stingy. Kill your faith. How is that spread when you will faith? The Islam spread with love, generosity, kindness. Where we are from the teaching of the Prophet. The Prophet of Allah, he saw a janazah. He saw a dead body going to the burial ground. He said, who's that? He said, the Jewish man. He started hearing. He said, Ya Rasulullah is Jewish. He said, one of the son of Adam escaped to that fire. A boy used to walk with him. He was sick. He wanted to visit him. And he went down and he invited him. And his father is a scholar. A scholar, a Jewish scholar. And the boy embraced Islam and he died. The Prophet came smiling. He asked him why he smiled. He said, I saved one soul from my life. What is your job? Tell me, I did not mean it until this moment in my life, a Muslim knows his beauty. A Muslim knows his beauty and goal in life. Islam, for me to embrace Islam, to believe in the oneness of Allah, the God, the Almighty, the only one, the Creator, and to spread it around myself and my family. How? You think you can go to these people with lecture? We do not know Islam. We do not know Islam. And may Allah forgive our scholars, our very people who destroy Islam. Because if our very people know Islam, this will not be the condition. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, 800 years ago, what he said? He said, I went looking for a doctor. I found it. Against India now, to have a disunity and have a war between Muslim and Hindu. You want to be the human? Go! But you pay the price in the name of Allah. Did we give dawah to each other? Did you show the non-Muslim your manner and your character? Is non-Muslim love you? Is non-Muslim feel the same as you? If you go to the chapter of Jah again, the right of neighbors, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not among us. The one, his neighbor, cannot trust him. The one whose neighbor cannot trust him is not among us. Go study. If you are here and you are a Muslim, please, go for it to study the life of this man. To study his teaching, to study how he do things, how he talk to people, to study Makkah 5 and Medina 5, but study Makkah 5 first. Makkah 5 was 13 years. What was the message? The message of one of Allah and creation. And even the people who mention against you, you know what you're supposed to be? Patient. In the first of Quran, you know what the verse said? فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميد ومن يلقاها إلا الذين كفروا ومن يلقاها إلا الشيطان العظيم. Push the bad deed with good deed. You will find the most enemy of you is the most beloved to you. But you will not reach it unless you are patient. and you are the region of this direct world. What meaning what you want? The one you want, the one Allah holding his power. To unite between him and the people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the person of Prophet Ibrahim, he was very famous by generosity. He never eat alone. He always invited others. One day, somebody knocked on the door. He said, who's that? He said, I'm a hungry person. Do you have food? He opened the door. He said, who you are? He said, I'm an atheist. I do not believe in any religion. He said, go away. I cannot believe you. Ancient degrees tell me straight to Allah. This is Ibrahim. I give him 60 years old for me. And without believing in me, you cannot give him one time for me. You cannot give him one time for me. Ibrahim alayhi salam, run. And tell him, please come, I beat you. He said, before 5 minutes, you scream at me and tell me to go. And now he's going to beat me. What? He said, he is even going to Allah. Again, manner and adab to Allah. What is that? I bear witness to Allah. I bear witness to Allah. When I came to India, I did not see Muslim. 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 I saw a movie. I saw a beard. I saw a Mahdi. I saw Wada, but no adab, no akhlaq, no manner, no mercy, no generosity. I don't see it. In the front of Allah, I have to tell you the truth. With kuffar. You know, as a woman, you are a Muslim, Allah has rejected you. Allah elevates you. The fear of the dunya to nobody except yourself. The verse in the front of you. The verse in the front of you, when you believe in kuffar. This is the love for the whole ummah. This is not for the whole mankind. Where do you stingy? It's one report. So the Prophet said, if you see the leader among you is the worst among you, and the richest among you is the most stingy among you, and the woman will not obey her husband, the value of the earth is better for you than the heart of the earth. And if you see the leader among you is the best among you, and the rich is very generous, and the woman obey her husband, the top of the earth bigger than the belly of the earth. Where is the rest? Surely. Where is the rest? The companion used to give what he had, and they were hungry. Do you think if you have the quality, this will be the condition? People will love you. People will die for you. Not for you, would die for you. If you read the history, Muslim people will be able to die for them. Why? Quality. Quality. Quality is more powerful than thought. If you love Allah, if you love Islam, it's not down in the truth is bad. Why are you here? Do you think I love me? I hate me. Really, I love my people, all my life. I like old weather, but why I came? For those who don't need plenty to come. I can go, not on vacation. No, I have a duty. So when I die, somebody can remember me. Remember me of what? Do you ever think about it? When you die, is your neighbor who cry for you? Muslim and non-Muslim? Is your neighbor who live? Would say, he used to be good. He did this to me, he did this to me. If you are Muslim, think, you are free. What is your truth? Do you have a truth? Do you have peace? If people benefit from you, what is your beneficial? Today, figuring, I'm fighting, I'm talking. If the chief of Bihar now, give me a piece of land. And they said, oh Muslim, go, generate government, govern Muslim. What happened to you? Do you think you're going to do it?
We fight about every
is more minor thing in Islam. And all the majority of Islam is God. It's God. We destroy each other for a common point. And believe Islam is God. And believe me, I challenge you. Those who fight, take it to your home. Find out how many books you have. Take it to your history. Find out how many scholars in your life. Our friend is today talking about one family man. His name is Ahmed bin Sami Rahmullah Ali. 12 years, he entered in his room and he stayed in his room and abused mother and reading. After 12 years, he said, I'm ignorant. I have to listen to all his father's first. And he took from one village to another, one town to another, listen to different scholars, to enhance his knowledge, to reach really different comprehending and understanding. How many of our scholars are there in the people, probably, and listen to different people? Almost to Allah, you so stubborn, I am just stubborn in my life like you. Forgive me, I am not thinking the truth. You do not want to hear anything. You are not willing to learn anything. Why? If you're ignorant, I can make it. But if you're a defeated person, why are you not listening? Listen, maybe a sentence, maybe one word can make it you. What I can tell you, a verse of Quran, I always teach people, this verse enough to mankind. What is the verse? Let the man under Hatta Kutla Umar Mahmoud. You will never reach the door of goodness until and unless you spend for what you want. You spend for what you want. How much you spend it? Is better than spending? Is your brother not spending? Is the way you know not spending? Is the way you act not spending? If the young people do not sustain better, and the emperor does not cover and see knowledge and enhance the overhanding, where are we going? Dealing with the Muslims has a problem? No. The problem is us. Imagine if non-Muslims now try to unite among us. We're supposed to unite the whole mankind. What's the problem? And we cannot see. Are you so blind? You did not see your own problem? Believe me, I wish every woman to die. I want to die. Because people, you do not know what you don't know. You will be questioning the love of Allah. And you will be questioned so heavily about what you're doing. What you're spreading? Ask yourself. Everyone here asks himself, what am I spreading? Are you spreading evil? Or am I spreading God according to goodness? Am I making people to go to the Creator? Or am I making them away from the Creator? Each one of us is a tree. A tree of poison or a tree of fruit? Think, what are you spreading? Who you are? And are you ready to die? Are you ready to meet Allah? And said, Allah, I did my job. What job you did? What is spreading? What goodness around you? You think if you argue and arrogant and make a fuss and make a disunity and make fitna among people, this goodness? Look at around you, what Muslims are doing over a living. Is this goodness? What knowledge is there? What is time is there? And you think you're not getting it yet? What sentence? One more thing, we cannot make a decision. And even now, if I'm not Christian, what building I need? My building is the heart of every individual. This is my building. In Mecca 5, it was no one mentioned. 13 years, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is spread the message, and no one saying it mentioned. 13 years, no one saying it mentioned. If you're working and you're busy, you have no time for that. But who was the one who was bickering and causing a problem is the ignorant one. довольно красиво, довольно старается, довольно долго готовится. За нам просто не завидели, и завидели упало ігноранс. И он думает, что за него говорят. Говорят, хочешь умереть. But God is not the way it is. The Lord is the way you want. Time is very short. Time is very fast. And the very soon you die. And once you die, you'll be pushed about what you're doing. Please, do yourself a favor. You like me or you don't. Ask yourself, what I'm willing. What kind of manner I have with Muslim and a Muslim. The earth was shaking. The angel said, oh Allah, the earth is shaking. How can we stop? Allah created mountains. And the earth was quiet. He said, oh Allah, mountains are very powerful. Is anything more powerful than mountains? He said, yes. Higher than mountains. He said, oh Allah, higher is very powerful. Is anything more powerful than higher? He said, yes. Fire, men fire. He said, oh Allah, fire is very powerful. Is anything more powerful than fire? He said, yes, water is fire. He said, ya Allah, water is very powerful. Is anything more powerful than water? He said, yes, wind. Carry water. He said, ya Allah, wind is so powerful. Is anything more powerful than that? He said, yes. He said, what is it, ya Allah? He said, a servant of me is bent from his bucket, and his right hand does not know the left hand what is bent. This more powerful than all the heart. Tell me what is bent in. Is a Muslim saving money? If you are a Muslim, and you think you are a Muslim, you never save money. You will save, so you will be. Save money. It's very costly. Let people mock you. Let people remember you with goodness. This is how you say it. Because when you die, you will never be pointing for one whatever hope. You will not be nothing. You only leave it here with your good teeth. I did not want to know so much of your time. So the time is not how much you know, it's how much you do. And what you're doing, what you're aiming for, what you want in life. I always tell people in America, four questions that the human being should know. Because if you know it, it can do a big job for you. Number one, who am I? Who am I? Number two, where am I? Number three, what is my role in life? What am I doing? And number four, what is my destination? According to the answer of this question, for a Muslim, you will be either in paradise or hell. According to your belief. My dear brother in Islam and brother in Christ, you have a big job to do. Today, I ask Allah to unite our hearts and do bridges. We have to do bridges. And these bridges, we have to be very quick before it's too late. And during the bridges, we have to talk about women. These women who attack our sons from our stingy, our hatred, kill the hate with love and peace and unity. Kill the rumor with generosity. Kill the ignorant with knowledge, the idolatry. And following the name of the heart with good manner and good conduct. Good manner and good conduct is number one. The Lord Allah said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have been created with the best manner and best conduct. If you claim you are Muslim, if you claim you know the prophet, ask yourself, where is my manner? Where is my conduct? If the Prophet of Allah is not alive, and someone with whom he will plead with me, he would like to see me, he would like to hear my voice, he would like to see my actions, ask yourself the words today. Study, Especially the mean ones. And I will give you a message from my heart. I hope Allah allow you to read. Read through the disciples. Read the scholar who died 500, 600, 700 years ago. They will give you views there. Don't read for scholars today. They will give you ideology. They will give you different vision. And each vision will take you to a different branch. And every branch will take you to a hate. The early people, they will give you the truth. Nothing except the truth. And all of you are the young generation, young people. All this group is called Mustahdatha. It's new. None of them were 100 years old. Go to the roots. We are in the end of time. We are close to the judgment. Go to the roots, you will be fine. Because if you go to the roots, Allah is one. So Allah is one. The Prophet is one, everybody will go to the roots. Very simple. Very simple. And at this time, the non-Muslim will be happy with us. Why? You will see quality. Quality is not the big deal, it's a quality. And I learned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a mind, and give me a tongue, and give me a heart to say the truth in what I believe in my heart. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put what in my heart in your heart. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to order for all of us the door of goodness, the door of generosity, the door of mercy. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يَرْحَمْ. Whoever will not give mercy, Allah will never give mercy. Imagine. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يَرْحَمْ. Whoever will not spread mercy, Allah will not give mercy. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ النَّاسِ لَا يَرْحَمْ اللَّهِ. Whoever will not be mercy to anyone, Allah will not be mercy to him. The Prophet did not say be mercy to Muslims. No. He said be mercy to mankind. يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Be mercy to whom in the earth, Allah will be mercy to you. I ask you, get a mirror, get a clean recorder, and record your voice, your manner, and look in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I spreading? What am I talking about? What is my action doing? And for your people, I am a Muslim. Look at the beauty of the Muslim. But today, we have a beauty so quick. We have a cookie so quick. And these things. We have a bad manner. People run away from us. We do not keep our word. We do not keep our commitment. We are not clean. We are not mean. We are not generous. What message is spread? Be careful. Either you are the enemy of Allah or you are the soldier of Allah. If you spread the message, you are below Allah. If you are spread what is spreading on this nonsense, you are the enemy of Allah. The same scholar said, I'm not afraid of the enemy of Islam from outside. I'm afraid of the enemy of Islam inside. So the Muslim becomes the enemy of himself and the enemy of Islam. Now it's 27 years ago, and now I see. If you ask me, who is the enemy of Islam is us. Without no doubt. The ultimate enemy of Islam is us. Take it from me. You like it or you don't. And if you don't like it, ask yourself what I'm doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and not make us the enemy of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our ignorance and bad manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our arrogance and our stingy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the strength of peace, the strength of mercy, the strength of the message of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and for all the non-Muslims. May Allah guide you and make you be with us together in one mind, one goal, only to benefit mankind. I finish. I love that you have a piece of paper sitting here on the table. If you want any questions, any concerns? Anybody have a question, concern? I hope you have a big problem. Okay, I did my job. Yes.
Look at Iran, look at Syria, all of them. We have the same problem. And we did things
give them freedom. All they have to do is they return the son. He is a prophet. That's why you ask me, who is the prophet maker? It's us. Who is the prophet? It's us. Because if we know something good, the prophet is a condition. Allah promised the dignity. Allah promised the division. But what is the promise? He promised the believer. And the believer, what is it? Ask yourself, where is my quality? Go to Quran. Find out where is the quality. Believe me, if you study Quran and you see the quality of the Quran, it will make you not find one. The difference between talking and quality. Yes, you might have a beard. You did Hajj, you did Namaz, you did Rosh, you did this. This is not the quality, this is obligation. The difference between obligation and duty and quality. To be a Muslim, you have to do what you do. But the sickness in the rest that you believe, if I go to Allah, if I do this as Allah, if I have a beard, if my wife is Allah, I did this bad. You don't do anything. This only is you. Most of all the shots that I'm taking, and this is basic, I'll just give you four. But the shots that is Allah. You have a duty to serve. You are the Hadith that is served. You are the representative of Allah. The Prophet, he said it. Brother Rabbi, he said it. And he just leaves for 5 minutes and he gets it. If he leaves 5 minutes and he gets it, and we do not get it, we have a complete problem. If you study as a Muslim, the Muslim to the name of Allah, which is a duty as a Muslim to learn it, to know who the Creator you worship, you will find out that all this power is said, to be a Muslim, you have to study the Muslim to the name of Allah. And to be beloved to Allah, you have to live according to the quality of Allah. You are learning the quality again. Show me the quality. Not at all, quality. You see, we have to stop this type of talking. Yes, we'll have to talk. Generosity. Do. You will see the power. The power of good manner is very powerful. This is the ultimate limit of a Muslim. His manner, his character, and generosity. Study and see. And this meaning, you have to study the purity of the Prophet. You have to study what he says. What did he do and not to do? I know that you may have any questions in the
future.
What is the difference between Mu'min and a Muslim? What's the difference between a Muslim and a Muslim? A Muslim is the one who embraces that. Is it Shahada? He starts making Salah, he starts fasting, making Roza and all this. وَمَا وَقَعَ فِي الْخَلْقِ وَصَدَّقَ الْعَمَلِ إيمان what you have in your heart and reflect over your body and your action. But if you say I'm a believer, you might be a believer but in 1%, 0.1%. Because belief degrees. The more you believe, the more it reflects in your manner and your action. If your manner and action is not reflecting according to the teaching of the Prophet, something wrong with your belief. Your belief is so weak. Extremely weak. Any question you can serve? Like usual, all of us scholars. All of us knowing it. And you know what happens? And after the meeting we go argue. We go argue and make a fuss and we come in with a new idea and we interpret it, interpreting everything and we become a critic and a scholar and everything else. But we do not have the guts to do it inside.
Can I have a what you said that someone can I have to go up to one and ship another into my game. What my green eye is the other part then?
वक्त की नजाकत को देखते हुए जो कुछ हम लोगों ने सुना और वक्त काफी बढ़ रहा है आगे की तरफ और भी और लोगों को सुना है
Equality before law.
is true. My dear friends, I wish you to remember the teaching. I'm trying to propagate to say, by trying to disseminate the idea among all the people, I try to make them practice in their approach. I know the concept of Islam is the key of all humanity. It is wrongly unfair to say that Islam belongs to a particular religion or particular geographic area, but the philosophy of Islam extends to all humanity, all people everywhere, east or west, because the idea of concept can be not yet visualized for the well-being of the entire people. I know many people like exclusivity. Here's my friend, here's my admirer. He has brought me this desire to deliver my, to share my feelings with you. And if I can fail in my duty, if I don't talk something about being voted. You know, all of us know that sympathy is written up to construct more episodes and prayer away from society. I know many of the Islamic people, many of the scholars, many of the rich people from Muslim communities that have paid lot of their own and prefer of prayer in the mosque of their own away from society. And this sort of concept, what I understand, is perhaps contrary to the basic concept of equality. My dear friend, I would like to go back to this teaching. The philosophy of Islam is not meant to be delivered only through this teaching, but the teaching of Islam should be embodied, propagated, and emulated in every aspect of life. I don't want to take much of a time, because many scholars are still in the listening stage. With these words, I once again express my deep